This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Opponents of Nicolas Maduro take to the streets to revive protests disputing the results of the Venezuelan election. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The demonstrations in the capital, Caracas, come exactly a month after the fraught July 28th vote, in which Maduro was declared the winner despite strong evidence that opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez won by a nearly 2-1 margin. In weeks of on-again, off-again demonstrations, the opposition's rallying cry has been constant, but so far, ineffective. Opponents are demanding that election officials publish results from each polling station that they say would expose Maduro's attempts to steal the election. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tolkarm, and Tubas in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian health authorities said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has the story.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tolkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's first lady wants her country's children to see themselves as a generation of winners, not war victims. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's first lady, Olena Zelenska, has called for swift action to ensure the country's children do not become a lost generation. She says, we now as adults have to be not just active, but very fast. Indeed, it is difficult, even when there is still process in the defense of the country. But I am sure that political will multiplied by international cooperation can do wonders. Zelenska was speaking at a rehabilitation camp for children from frontline embattled cities. Speaking to the Associated Press, she said working with the next generation was both a moral obligation and a strategic priority for Ukraine's future. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Wednesday that a new treaty between the two countries would help repair the relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union.
Backpage.com founder Michael Lacey was sentenced to 5 years.
This treaty is part of a wider reset, grounded in a new spirit of cooperation, with our shared understanding that this will be developed at pace, and that we hope to have agreed it by the end of the year.
Scholz said he welcomed Starmer's intention to seek a reset in the relationship to the European Union. The founder of Backpage.com has been sentenced to several years and fined millions. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Backpage.com founder Michael Lacey was sentenced to 5 years in prison and fined $3 million. For a single money laundering count in a sprawling case involving allegations that he used the classified ad site to promote and profit from prostitution. A jury convicted Lacey of a single count of international concealment money laundering last year, but deadlocked on 84 other charges. Authorities say the site generated $500 million in prostitution-related revenue before it was shut down by the government in 2018. He still faces about 30 other prostitution facilitation and money laundering charges that were not dismissed by a judge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have agreed to allow tugboats and rescue ships to assist a Greek-flagged tanker that remains ablaze in the Red Sea, quote, in consideration of humanitarian and environmental reasons, Iran's UN mission says. The Pentagon said Tuesday that attempts by an unidentified third party to send two tugboats to the stricken Sunayn were blocked by the Houthis. Last week's attack on the ship marked the most serious assault in weeks by the Houthi rebels, who continued to target shipping through the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Iran's UN mission said in a statement Wednesday that following the fire and environmental hazards, the Houthis agreed by request. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.